Hello, I'm Temeskin Debesai with the BBC News. Iran's President Ibrahim Raisi has vowed to punish Israel for an airstrike in Syria that killed five members of Tehran's Revolutionary Guards. Israel has not commented on the attack in Damascus on Saturday morning. Syrian activists say at least 10 people were killed. Tehran is a key ally of the Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. The BBC's Mark Lowen in Jerusalem has more details.
Syria and Iran have reported that a building in Damascus that they say was housing the Iranian Revolutionary Guard in the Syrian capital was hit by an Israeli airstrike. Israel doesn't comment on its military operations abroad, so we will never get a confirmation from Israel that it was their missile, if indeed it was. So you get this, building this picture of how this tinderbox region is seeing flames being lit in every different corner, and the big question, of course, is how far those fires will spread.
The United States military has blamed Iranian-backed militants for an attack on an airbase used by its forces in Iraq. The U.S. said the attack involved multiple ballistic missiles and rockets. Some were intercepted by air defenses, but others hit the Al-Assad base. At least one Iraqi service member was wounded, and a number of Americans are being assessed for brain injuries. Thousands of Israelis have been holding a rally in Tel Aviv demanding that the government do more to secure the release of hostages held in Gaza. Protesters like Alma Ganihar are also calling for immediate elections so a new government can be formed.
I'm completely against this war. I think for a long time already there's too many casualties. I think this war is about revenge and not about a political sense. I think the war doesn't give us any future. There's too many victims.
The Republican U.S. presidential hopeful Nikki Haley has questioned Donald Trump's mental fitness as campaigning intensifies ahead of the New Hampshire primary on Tuesday. Ms. Haley has been trying to frame the race as a two-person contest between herself and the former president. Donald Trump is well ahead in polls. From Washington, here's Will Vernon.
5 days ago, Donald Trump won the Iowa caucuses with a record-breaking 51% of the vote, with his two closest rivals, Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis, trailing him by around 30 points. Now, Mr. Trump appears set for a resounding victory in the state of New Hampshire, where he's on around 50%, according to the latest polling. The former UN ambassador, Nikki Haley, who seems to be pinning all her hopes on success in the state, is currently on around 34% in the polls. Today, she questioned Mr. Trump's mental fitness for office after he appeared to confuse her with the former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi during a campaign speech.
BBC News. The UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change has approved a new six-year working program. This week's meeting in Istanbul emphasized climate change adaptation, looking to produce new indicators and recommendations on factors including flood and drought resistance and infrastructure protection. Working groups will also produce a special report on how climate change affects cities. Further protests against right-wing extremism have been held across Germany. At least 250,000 people are estimated to have taken part. From Berlin, here's Damien McGuinness.
In more than 90 towns and cities across Germany this weekend, hundreds of thousands of people are taking to the streets in protest against the far right. In Hamburg yesterday, the protest got so large, with around 80,000 people, according to organisers, that the event had to be stopped for safety reasons. It's a reaction to reports of a secret far-right plan to deport people with non-German backgrounds. That's something which some members of the far-right AfD party openly support. Many of the protesters are calling for the AfD to be banned. Fearful of a ban, some party leaders have distanced themselves from the allegations, saying they are being victimised.
The Royal Navy is investigating a collision between two British warships at a port in Bahrain. Footage posted on social media appears to show one of the minesweepers reversing into the other. A football match between the Italian sides AC Milan and Udinese was suspended on Saturday because of persistent monkey chants directed at the Milan goalkeeper, Mike Maignan. His teammates left the field in anger and play was paused for 5 minutes. AC Milan said there was no place for racism in football. That's the latest BBC News.